We're back in studio with Stacy Hoy, UP coordinator from the DNR, and thank you again for giving us more time coming in. I know you are a busy lady, spread thin.
Yeah, you're busy too, but these are important topics, and I would never miss a chance to come and chat with you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and we talked about how there was some trouble with some access sites in the wintertime earlier this hour, and how you kind of have this initiative started, and you want to hear more from people. You want to know how big of a problem this really is, because you can't take funds from the boating world and put it into the ice fishing, snow plowing world in the wintertime.
Right.
And that's just the way the buckets work in government. So I appreciate you kind of filling us in on that, but every one of the access sites has a phone number on it, right?
Yes.
So give them a call. Let them know what you think about the access sites in the wintertime. If you're having troubles, they need to hear about it. We have a couple of meetings actually to talk about, and I know there isn't a whole lot of news, but I'm actually fairly encouraged to see what happens on March 14th with the feds delisting the gray wolf. I really feel encouraged, and I know that you are probably going to get a lot of phone calls all of a sudden if they do get delisted. You have some CAC meetings coming up. There's a range going in Marquette County. Hopefully, it looks like it's going to happen. Meetings for that. Let's talk about those for a second and kind of set expectations for those meetings, I guess.
Yeah. So one thing I guess we'll mention about the potential delisting is that's something we've been monitoring constantly, obviously. And, you know, it's interesting. I still talk to folks that believe that the state has always had control of the species of wolves, and that's not true. I mean, if you look back historically, it's bounced back and forth between federal and state for some time. So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is looking at a potential delisting, and we've commented. There was a comment period open. It's now closed, and you can go online, and you can take a look at all of that information, comments that were submitted. Hopefully, many of your listeners made comments, because that's really where the action is going to be taken. But this is something we've been planning for. We have we had a wolf roundtable. We had a wolf management plan that involved people from both sides of the spectrum, very for, very against a delisting. So this is really something that they took a look at. And so if you want to find that information, it's all on our website. So this isn't something that would be new to the department, but it's something that we've been continually taking part in.
Well, Stacy, I appreciate you kind of talking about that for a moment. Let's talk about this shooting range.
Yes.
What is going on? It's got to be so close, right?
So it is. And thank you, Adam, because you've been a supporter all along. And that's been really important as we've worked through this process. And, you know, at the end of the day, we looked at so many sites. We looked at so many different locations. And this site was definitely not the easiest to get through this process for many reasons. But I really think it's going to be the best site. And from a legacy perspective, this is going to be a very important location, and I think it's going to be useful for everybody who wants to get there. So we still are finalizing the lease, but we're getting closer and closer. And we have announced a public meeting, and that's going to be on March 26th, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. And it's going to be at the Richmond Township Hall in Palmer, and that's at 100 Smith Street. And, you know, as we're talking about these public meetings, I also want to point out that we also are monitoring the state of Michigan response to the coronavirus. So, you know, if we do have to postpone any type of meeting like this, you know, we'll send an announcement out.
Excellent. Let us know here on the show as well.
Yes.
CAC meetings, very quick.
Yep. So that is going to be on March 25th, and that is going to be Marquette Township, and it's going to be at the Marquette Township Community Center starting at 5:30, and we have a full range of topics. We'll talk about the range. We'll have our statewide range coordinator there. We'll talk a little bit about the Wildlife Council, licensing trends, just a lot of different things. So if you can join us, again, 5:30 to 8 o'clock on March 25th, Marquette Township, and watch for any releases that might change that.
Stacy, thank you so much for coming in. The UP coordinator for the DNR, Stacy Hoy, here on the Outdoor Show.
Thank you.